Hi, this is Doug King representing EVCast here with Dermond O'Connell of Tesla Motors. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Good to have you guys here.
So can you tell us a little bit about your role at Tesla Motors?
My responsibility is, well, the title is Vice President of Business Development, which can mean a number of different things to a number of different audiences, which is sort of by intent. But for the purposes of what we do, I manage our relationships with public entities, government bodies, develop relationships with commercial partners, OEMs, utilities, and other players, and as well participate in developing corporate strategy and that sort of thing.
So the big thing going on right now is the loans from the government.
That's right.
Where does Tesla stand with that?
Well, we believe we're in good standing. I mean, we were one of the first applications into the program. We were one of the first applications that was deemed to be substantially complete, which is step one of the process. We believe that we're approaching the we believe that a number of applications are approaching the conclusion of step two, and that's we hope that we're one of those, and we will look forward to starting to negotiate a term sheet in the very near future.
So in terms of the Model S, what relationships do you have? What other companies are you working with for subcomponents?
Well, with respect to the Model S, I probably wouldn't want to get into those details right now. It's a little early to be talking about some of those details. Be happy to address the same issues with the Roadster, but more importantly, one of the key relationships we have is with an OEM, Daimler, a major manufacturer, to supply them with battery packs. So in that context, we are a supplier to Daimler.
Now, Daimler has announced several different sources for batteries. How does that affect Tesla?
Well, I think I don't want to characterize what Daimler has done, but what we represent is a fully integrated, delivered powertrain, motor, battery, motor, and effectively powertrain, and all the integration that goes into that. Some of the other investors, I don't know Litec's business well, but I think that they're more involved in the cell manufacturing than in pack assembly. I could be wrong, but in any event, ours is an integrated solution, and that's how we're packaging and offering it to other OEMs as well.
Now, the announcement was 1,000 battery packs, right?
Well, yes, exactly. They're doing a 1,000 vehicle demonstration program. If that's all they wanted to do, I don't think that we would be gearing up in the fashion that we are to supply. I mean, we believe they've already had some success with their existing EV program, and even though it was limited by the batteries that they were using, and we are highly confident, based on our progress to date, that we're going to be offering them a great solution that's much more than an incremental improvement. It will be a major improvement in what they've currently been able to offer.
Thanks. I don't want to take any more time, but thank you very much.
Take it easy.